In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to our series of approaches. And again, being an ambassador, as we said last time, that we should keep these 4 points. That being an ambassador means you live your life different, rejected, existed, because you have a mission. And we said that being different means, first of all, that you are different from anyone in your targets. Your goal in life is the kingdom of heaven. You are not busy with the money, with the lust, with the problems of this world. You have a mission. And this mission you are always focusing upon. Also, you are different in your principles. People like to take, but you like to give. People easily hate, but you cannot hate anyone. You have principles. Being honest, being pure, being loving and caring, being giving and humble. So these principles make you different from anyone. Also, your behavior is always different because your behavior is based upon the Word of God. So being different is the cornerstone of an ambassador. If he is not different from the people living around him, he is losing his mission, he is doing nothing, he cannot affect anyone. But being different, Christian difference, this means that you will affect anyone around. Another important point, as we said before, that this differences, you know, may cause you some problems. Some people will reject you because of your differences. Because you are honest, they do not love these honest people. They love to cheat. They love to lie. Being loving personality, some people may abuse you. Being wise and pure-hearted, some people will make fun of you. So you might be rejected because of your different attitude as good Christian. Also, this rejection may cost you some problems. Sometimes they may keep a distance away from you because you are good and they do not like to live this good life. Sometimes it may come up to insults, to problems, to harms, to many negative attitudes in the work, in the family, with the neighbors, anywhere. You know, if you are different and sometimes rejected, you will be conflicted with the idea, let's stay away from people. Let's forget about the mission. I will be a good Christian, but let me live my life isolated so I can keep my peace. I can live happily away from anyone. Actually, this is not the mission. You need to stay among people. You need to preach the Word of God. You need the light of God be ready to shine upon everyone living around, so you are not allowed to stay away. So this kind of being there, although you are rejected, is one of the major conflicts of Christianity. We need to approach people in order that the light inside our hearts may enlighten their hearts. So this is the cost of our mission, that we are not living easily among the people, but we should stay among them to preach the life of our God. So having the mission, the Christian mission, means that you are following Christ's step. You know, our Lord Christ came to our land mainly for salvation. So we are living also mainly for salvation. We are ready to die for the life of the world, as our Lord died for the life of everyone. We are ready to labor for others. We are ready not to sleep, for others may spend their eternal life happily. So our main mission is to preach the word of salvation. But also related to this, our mission is to preach the word of love. You know, love is very rare in this world. And even this kind of love in this world is cheated. It's not the Christian love. It's not God's love. It's different. The love in this world is kind of relationship, of kind of philia, or, you know, sometimes it's related to lust, sexual relations. But the love of God, the pure love of God, the Christian love, is kind of giving always, caring always, being responsible upon others, forgiving others. So this is different and this is rare. So in our missionary life, we need to live this love and to preach this love. And you know, this love is always parallel to the meaning of the cross, because the Lord Christ showed his love on the cross. By saying so, this means that it's not easy to love these people who are standing against us and full of hatredness. Remember also the word of our Lord when he said, I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors. Sometimes while preaching our life and our God, you know, sometimes we reap easily some harvest. By saying so, this means that God was working with these people long before we entered his field. So we need to understand that we are not working alone. We are just part in a long way of missionary life started by the prophet, by the apostles, by the saints, till the end of this world. Also the Lord said, Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. So in order to be sent to the world, in order to carry the word of God or the love of God, we need to have the peace of God. We cannot carry out our mission without the peace of God. That's why the Bible said that the fruits of the Spirit is love, peace, and joy. So in order to show people love, we need to have this peace, the heavenly peace, God's peace, the peace of the Lord himself. Again, I would say that St. Paul once said in his letter to Romans, I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. He feels that he should pay the debt because he is saying that I'm a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians. If you know how much you are gifted by knowing God, if you know how much you are gifted by having the Holy Spirit inside your heart, this will make you carry this blessings to the people living around you. You will feel this meaning of being a debtor. They are waiting for you. They may not know the treasure you have, but this is not only for you. This is also for them. So we need to carry the word of salvation to everyone around. And we need to focus on whoever living around us, Greeks or barbarians, wise or unwise. Sometimes we are not easy in dealing with some specific culture, that we are not easy in treating unwise people. But you know, we are debtor for these people. So we need to send them, to give them the word of God, to help them to catch the way of salvation. And also remind yourself always that people are seeing you before listening to you. People are looking at you, and they may not focus on your words, but definitely they will focus on your life. So live the Christian life before speaking the word of life. Love them before speaking about love. Be the good Christian before giving them any teaching of Christianity. Carry the peace of God, because everyone living around you is in severe need to this peace of heaven. So in order to do all of this, we need to be men of God. We need to be men of prayer. We need to spend longer times in praying to catch the grace of God in order to preach the word of God and the word of salvation. Glory to God. Amen.